Hi there, and welcome back to the Ultimate Marketer Podcast. Head coach and ultimate marketer, Ant Hodges here. Today, I want to talk to you about different ways in which you can talk to your existing customers to generate more sales. Having the right online marketing strategy and combining this with your offline marketing, the more traditional marketing that, you know, you remember doing a few years ago, this can create a powerful force for generating greater profits for your marketing. But in the mix of using online technology today and online marketing, don't forget that people still do business with people. You still need to interact on a personal level and be in touch with existing customers and those that subscribe to your email list or follow you in social media. Your current customer base, email subscribers, and social following, these are the easiest and most predictable source of new income and the people that you need to communicate with. Trying to sell to a customer who's never bought from you before or someone you have no relationship with can be 5, if not 10 times the cost in terms of marketing than if you simply reached out and approached those who have bought from you before. So here are 6 ways to communicate with your existing clients and subscribers to sell more. Number 1, email. Email marketing allows you to reach your customers without spending a lot of time, effort, or money. It's a great way of keeping in touch with customers. You can update them about your new products and services and inform them of events that you may have running. You can also let them know about your latest offers and promotions that they might find interesting. For the best results, send regular emails that build trust and credibility in you that also contains a lot of valuable content, not just sales messages. Personalized emails that don't necessarily have anything to offer in terms of sales messages often build more trust, and that way people will open more of your emails because they will get to understand that you're not always going to be selling. It's a simple point that you're reaching out to them if you're not selling to them in an email. Number 2, social media. When using social media channels like Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, you can directly engage customers in conversation about your brand and get an idea about what your customers actually want from you. Social media is a great customer service tool. If they should address any kind of concerns in messages and updates, you can interact with them and deliver a great customer service in social media. With social media, you can also add value to the customer experience and develop deeper relationships with your customers. It is a must-do today and something that everyone should be engaged with in some way, shape, or form. Number 3, event marketing. This is actually a tried and tested method, and most businesses do this, but it's made even easier with online technology. With the help of systems like Eventbrite, you can invite customers to a coffee morning or a free networking meeting or even paid for seminars and workshops. They book in, pay if they're needed to, and get reminders all from within the Eventbrite system. Other booking systems are also available, but Eventbrite is the system that we predominantly use here. Follow-up phone calls get people to come along to the events as part of this event marketing strategy and is another touch point, another contact point. It's part of a show-up strategy that you must have in place even after they've booked in and sometimes paid for their event. Number 4, direct mail. You may think that this is an old-school method of marketing. The fact is that direct mail still works. Number 1, you're marketing in a vacuum. Not many people are doing it. Number 2, you can make it personalized. And number 3, it's not as expensive as you might think. Send letters, postcards, magazines, newsletters to your existing customer base via direct mail. And you can keep the content brief, direct, to the point. It's the online systems to help you send these mailings for less than the cost of a stamp today that includes printing, folding, and the actual envelope that makes it so much easier to do it. Try it and see what kind of a response you get. Number 5, SMS or text or mobile marketing. Contacting your existing customers by sending text messages on their phone is a great way to announce special offers, events, and much more. Like email, it could simply be a text to reach out and say, "Hi, it'd be great to catch up sometime. When are you free to chat?" The truth is that Ofcom says 97% of text messages are open and read within 5 seconds of them being received. How would you like an open rate like that on your marketing? And the final point, number 6, is the telephone. This is probably the most underutilized marketing tool that you have in your arsenal. Staying in touch with existing customers via telephone is a great way of marketing your business if you play it right. You can use it to simply check in on them and remind them of products or services, offer additional customer service. You can also invite them to events and help in connection with a recent purchase from you. But a word of warning, don't overdo it. Since telephone calls can be quite intrusive, don't do it so that they'll end up thinking that you're pushy, and that actually, if you end up being really pushy, it's a good way of turning them away from what you have to offer. So, in summary, the six key ways to talk to your existing customers and generate more sales. 1, email. Frequently, short, to the point, valuable email marketing. Number 2, social media. Social media is where the conversation happens. Develop the relationship and then draw them into your website or subscription service to market and sell the product. Number 3, event marketing. Have a sign up and a show up policy and strategy within your marketing for event marketing, but also a follow up. Sign up, show up, follow up. Number 4, direct mail. Do it. Nobody else is doing it today. Keep it short, keep it simple, keep it personalized. Use online technology to reduce the cost. Number 5, text and SMS mobile. Don't forget that stat. Ofcom say that 97% of text messages are open and read within 5 seconds. Use the technology that's out there today. And number 6, just pick up the phone. Pick up the phone and have a conversation. Remember, the best way to keep your customers buying from you and your subscribers on your list is through regular, quality communication that will deliver real value, not just sell. By letting them know you're proactive in your response to their needs, you will develop long-lasting customer relationships and generate more opportunities where you can provide them with more of your products and services. So that's it for me today. Go and implement those 6 key ways into your marketing over the next couple of weeks. Let me see how you get on. Jump over to ultimatemarketer.net and subscribe to Ultimate Marketer On Demand, or dive over to facebook.com/TheUltimateMarketer and let me know how you're getting on. I've been Ant Hodges. I look forward to speaking to you on the next episode of the Ultimate Marketer podcast. Take care.